This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Riggs, and welcome to my podcast, Riggs Off the Radio. It's Mental Health Monday, too. Today's podcast, I promise, is going to be less than 5 minutes because that would defeat the purpose of this podcast, the 5 minute start. I've told you in the past that I'm getting certified to be a positive psychology life coach, and I'm learning a lot in this course. And one of the things that I've been using a lot over the past week since I learned it, obsessively even, and it's worked wonders in my life, it's called the 5 minute start. Okay? So that's why this podcast isn't going to be more than 5 minutes, because then I'll defeat the purpose entirely of telling you about the 5 minute start and what it is. What is the 5 minute start? Well, 5 minutes is a reasonable amount of time, right? It's not too long and it's not too short. 5 minutes is just about enough time to do, you know, or at least start doing pretty much anything. And this works great for maybe tasks that feel like they're overwhelming, or maybe you have multiple things that you have to get done and you're just not sure where to start. You feel overwhelmed with the amount of things you have to do. Or maybe it's just a task that you just genuinely don't want to do, that you don't enjoy, like a load of laundry or folding a load of laundry. That's the worst, right? We love putting the laundry in the wash. I'll even put it in the dryer. But to fold it and put it away, ugh. It feels like it takes forever, but it doesn't, because I tried it myself. Literally, I did an entire load of laundry, pulled it out of the dryer, folded it, and put it away. You know how long it took me? 4 minutes and 25 seconds, I promise you. I timed myself, and I gave myself 5 minutes. So here's how the 5 minute start works. Have a timer somewhere. Maybe it's on your phone, maybe it's on your watch. Maybe you ask your Alexa or your Siri to give you a 5 minute timer, and pick one task, only one task. You're not allowed to do anything other than the one task during this 5 minutes. That's the point of the 5 minute start, because you don't want to get distracted, because then you'll start doing something else during the 5 minute start, then you get frustrated, and you don't even finish the task that you initially sought out to do. So let's take, for example, you're going to clean up a kitchen, and it just looks overwhelming because there's dishes in the sink, there's bills on the counter, there's food that's been left out, and there's some pots on the oven that need to be scrubbed. And you're looking at this, standing there, scratching your head, going, Jesus, this is going to take forever to do, and I really hate doing dishes. I just don't want to do this. So this would fall under the things that you don't really want to do category. So here's what you do. You start a timer for 5 minutes only, and you just start doing it. Do not take your focus off of that task, and it's only for 5 minutes. So it's not like I'm asking you to do this for an hour or a half an hour or even 15 minutes. Not even 10 minutes. We're talking 5 minutes. What's the math on the seconds for that? Let's see. 60 seconds times 5 minutes. At 300 seconds, all right? For 300 seconds, you're only going to focus on that one task. And you're going to find that it probably is not even going to take you 5 minutes to do. Now, what happens if you get to the end of this 5 minutes and you're still working on the cleaning up of the kitchen? You have a couple of options. So now you've done your 5 minutes. You're like, all right, I did the stupid 5 minute things that the 5 minute start that Riggs said to do. And now I still got three or four of the pots to clean. Well, don't you have most of the work done though? I mean, isn't it nice to have most of that work done? Now you just have a couple of pots to clean. What's that going to take you? Another 2.5 minutes maybe? So you clean off the extra pots, you put them away, and boom, you've just now accomplished cleaning up your kitchen in a matter of maybe 7 minutes tops, maybe 8 minutes tops. But the thing is, it's done, it's out of sight, it's out of mind, you can check it off your list, you've got a sense of accomplishment, and you didn't get distracted along the way, because that's what happens to me a lot. Like, if I start doing something, I'll get distracted, especially with my phone, it's the worst. The 5 minute start. All you gotta do is do something for 5 minutes, just give it 5 minutes, and maybe you'll find that you'll get it done in under 5 minutes. And that's a great sense of accomplishment as well, because not only did you get it done, but it didn't take you as long to do as you thought it was going to take you to do. So you going to give it a try? The 5 minute start. The next time you're overwhelmed, you have multiple things to do, or you have something that you just don't want to do, try doing it for just 5 minutes, but only that one task for 5 minutes. If you get to the end of 5 minutes and you know it's going to take you way longer than 5 minutes, well, then you were right to probably put this off, and you could probably do it at another time, because you know it's going to take you way more than 5 minutes. But it puts things into perspective. It really puts your life into perspective. It'll help you organize things and get a lot more accomplished, and it's great for people that are procrastinators just like me. The 5-Minute Start. Try it. Let me know how it goes for you. If you ever need anything from me, you can always reach out to me, Riggs Radio on the socials, or you can go to my website, heartheadhelps.com. Look at that. In and out in under 5 minutes. Boom shakalaka. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your night, your morning, your afternoon, your weekend, whatever it is you happen to be doing. And I'll talk to you next time. And until then, make good life decisions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.